KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Near total destruction in some rural Mississippi towns after Friday tornadoes. A couple of deaths in Rolling Fork. James Hancock helped rescue neighbors.
And we went to John Deere and got it opened up. We start bringing injured in out of the rain. We went to the armory and got it opened up for the families to go to.
Flood evacuation orders for the number one dairy-producing county in America, Tulare County. ABC's Nick Garcia.
The sheriff says the majority of people there are deciding to stay despite the risk. Four dairies are also included in the latest evacuation order: Twin River Ranch, Channel Islands Dairy, Vanderham West, and L&J Ranch. Ranchers spent Friday getting their cows to higher ground.
Russia's moving tactical nuclear weapons to its neighbor Belarus, says President Putin. The U.S. hasn't seen any indications Russia's going to use them. Another attack on a U.S. military base in Syria, another Iranian drone. No injuries, says U.S. Central Command. This is ABC News. Tens of thousands of Israeli protesters angry over Prime Minister Netanyahu's judicial overhaul proposal here blocking a main highway in Tel Aviv. They've been protesting for weeks. Country's defense minister today calling for an immediate temporary halt to the overhaul, citing concerns over national security. Police in Tel Aviv using water cannons to break up these protests. Two Israeli soldiers were wounded today in a drive-by shooting in the occupied West Bank, says the Israeli military. Pope Francis has updated a church law aimed at holding church leaders accountable for covering up sexual abuse. It says victims could include adults, not just children. Reverend Andrew Small, a secretary to the Pope.
Maybe upwards of two-thirds of the bishops' conferences around the world haven't really had the type of capacity building and resources to implement Vos Estis in any meaningful way. And I think some of those parts of the church are where we have what the Holy Father's called real and present dangers.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart. there's no such thing as time. Only stories of where I've been and where I'm headed. There's really nowhere to go. There's nothing here but space, and I'm already feeling it. Every little step I take, just shredding up the fabric of reality. This identity is a lie, just something I constructed so you can find me in the crowd. None of it seems logical. The only thing I know for sure is everything is already wrong. Nothing can be right, only because everything is already alright. I opened all my eyes and counted them 1, 2, 3, but I still can't see what's looking through you. My feeling is chosen to inhale after each and every exhale. Nothing else to comprehend. There's no beginning and no end. Just
Maxine Gridio, we are local music. That is brand new Dana Perry there, a double dip of Dana Perry. That was I Exist. Everything is moving before that. The name of the new album is called Now and Then. The album release show is happening tomorrow, Sunday night at the Red Rooster in Madison with Cruisin' Round. We'll do a double dip of them at 8 o'clock, by the way. And also Uncle Jim. Be sure to grab the podcast of Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair from last week. It was pretty awesome. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Terry Barr and Rocker. It's Maxine Gridio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. And Rocker, of course, we're only in the second hour of the show. We're rolling right along. What do we have coming up?
We still have plenty, Jimmy. David Lanuti, he is here from Chicago, the Mad City Bridal Expo. He's in the studio to tell us everything that's going on with that tomorrow at the Monona Terrace. Cashbox Kings, Oscar, Mr. 43rd Street Wilson, talking about their new album, Oscar's Hotel, A Little Earthquakes. Brett and Annie, they'll be in here talking their new CD release, Promises, and The Devil's Lair with Jayco, CD release self-titled, with a little mini performance, and then Max and Kevy, Rogue Rats, Nate O.
Rogue Rats
is from the band, so it's Rogue Rats.
Rogue Rats. Throw that S out the window, brother.
Well, no, Jimmy, that's like, you know, like that's like a. It's Nate is from the band, so it's Rogue Rat, but it's Rogue Rats.
Oh, I got
Nate O. Sorry.
Coming up for
Whoa.
You.
Whoa.
Yes.
And, okay.
A little grammar.
Well, I'm Terry, and I am back, and we've got some new bar notes coming up for you. And I'm going to focus on summer in this particular episode. We're going to look at Mount Horeb, Madison, Ireland, and Scotland. And stick around because you can find out why all of these things have something to do with local music.
As Rocker said, Dave from Mad City Brighto's here. And, you know, I wanted to ask kind of, I want your feedback here this hour. All right. So, you know, if you're married, if you're married out there, if you could go back into time, what would you change or do differently about your wedding? You know, what would you change? What would you do differently? And if you're not married and you're planning to be married soon, or maybe you're just dreaming about the big day, what is your big thing that you want at your wedding? What is that? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. While you think about that, the Mannish Boys, they're playing a show April 14th at the Red Rooster. The Red Rooster, Terry, you've talked about this in bar notes before. They want to build an outdoor venue with a bar and get all fancy. It's going to be really cool.
Big stage, sitting area. It sounds amazing.
They're throwing a party to raise some funds for that on April 14th. Maybe go out and help them do that. Here are the Mannish Boys and Old Dog on Max Inc. Radio.
Working out so well for me today.
So if you're married out there, and if you could go back in time and change one thing about your wedding, what would you change, if anything? If you're not married, if you're planning to be married, what's the one big thing that you would change? Or what's the one big thing you want at your wedding? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Terry, my wedding was pretty spot on. Beautiful fall.
Wow.
Beautiful fall October afternoon. If I had to change anything, we didn't do the ceremony until 4 o'clock.
Oh, we did a late one, too.
And so the anticipation through the day was a little nerve-wracking. And it made for a very long night. Because, you know, wedding, we were done at 4:22. 2 minutes late.
Oh, my God.
There's another thing I would change. I would speed it up. 2 minutes. Come on. Let's go.
I hear what you're saying.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you got? What about yours?
You know, this is probably what Brian would say. So we actually had a live band, and I don't know that many people do that anymore, but we hit year 25 last December. So 25 years, we did have a live band, and as everybody probably knows, we love Kiss. So we requested the band learn Kiss. They did it, which was amazing that they even took the time to learn it. But it was really bad. So I don't know. In fact, Brian and a couple of his groomsmen are all musicians, too, and they said we could have gotten up and played, or we should have at least. So I don't know what I would do different about any of that, because it was really funny, but I guess I'd have Kiss play.
844-967-2789. Rocker, you had an interesting wedding, you and Alice.
Oh, I did, Jimmy, and maybe the one thing I could change about that would to cancel when I scheduled the snowstorm on October 26th.
Oh, no.
And it snowed. No, it was actually that made for the best pictures of them all. I had my reception at the Mango Grill with Kathy, people may remember that beloved venue down there. I was one of the few, I think, to have a wedding reception there. But you know what? They didn't have Mad City Bridal Expo when I was getting married.
What about you? You have a lot of experience.
All the things you could have learned.
Have hundreds of people. Absolutely. Right? So Dave from Mad City Bridal Expo.
Thank goodness he's here right now.
Dave, what about you? I mean, you have a lot of experience. You probably have hundreds of people stories to tell.
The crazy thing is I've been involved in the wedding business for over 30 years as a vendor and everything from photography, video, photo booth, DJ, now... I think we're on our 15th, 16th year at the Mad City Bridal Expo. Believe it or not, I've been in the wedding industry over 30 years and never been married. So there's nothing I could change with my wedding because I've never been married.
How come I'm the only one laughing right now?
Well, you know what? Nothing's changed since the last time he was here, because last time he was here, he told us the same thing.
Oh, see, I wasn't here.
It's like, you know, another couple months into the future.
Wow.
David, you know, getting married, it's a big deal. And for our listeners who are thinking of tying the knot, what is the Mad City Bridal Expo and how did you get into this business after 30 years? I mean, I just rewatched The Sopranos. Are you in the mafia?
I am Italian, but I'm not in the mafia.
This is going to be one of our biggest shows.
You just insulted him, Rocker.
We have almost 60
vendors. Nah, it's all good. But no, in all seriousness, this is going to be one of our biggest shows ever. We have almost 60 vendors. We have over 1,000 tickets that have already been purchased. Tickets are still available at the door for only $10. You do have to bring cash because we don't have any credit card machines there. We don't accept checks, obviously. But it's going to be huge. And some of the key things, we're actually doing a raffle pretty much every half hour on the hour. We've got raffles, everything from air fryers to outdoor throwing, those axe stations, and all kinds of
vendors. Just what you need when you're getting married.
It's not real axes, don't worry. It's not real axes, but we've got stuff like that. Some of our vendors, some of the local vendors have giveaways too. Middleton Jewelers is putting up over $1,500 worth of giveaways throughout the day. Anytime Fitness and Basecamp Fitness has really cool workout packages, things like that. And then a big surprise, we just put it on our website today and our Instagram and Twitter, depending on how you're following us. Pittman Casting is coming in from California. They're involved with like Let's Make a Deal and The Price is Right and everything. They are casting for a brand new wedding show. So anybody who comes to the show can actually sign up to be hopefully be a participant on the brand new wedding show.
Do you know what the premise of the show is?
Like, dude, you just marry somebody who you never met before.
No. Those shows have been done.
I do, but we're going to save that surprise for the people that actually show up. And anybody can sign up, and they're also just so people know, they're also casting for a couple other shows like The Golden Bachelor.
No,
so it's going to be a really exciting. The Golden Bachelor. There's some other shows they're looking to cast for, so it's not just. People, you know, in the wedding industry, things like that, or for brides and everything. So it's one of our most exciting shows that we've put together. I haven't done it all myself. My office manager, Sherry McCollum, she's done a lot of the work, tying this all together and helping the vendors out, all that good stuff. So it's a really exciting show.
It's amazing.
It has to be a lot of work. And, you know, as a person who goes to the Mad City Expo, or really any expo, really, you know, you walk into the room and it could be somewhat intimidating. What's your
overwhelming?
What is your advice to work the room? Like, I'm going in. We're getting married. How should I proceed with the map in the room?
I always tell everybody: start from the furthest and work your way. Start from the furthest booth and work your way towards the front, because everybody wants the colleague start in row one and go to row two, row three, etc. With us, start over by the raffle. Once you get in, you'll see it. Start over by the raffle area and the demonstration area. We have people like Anytime Fitness is going to put on a couple of demos. Fred Astaire dancers are going to put on some demos, things like that. Ronnie Golan, people may know, he's actually out of Rockford. He's a live artist who paints your wedding live or your reception live. As people come up out of the reception, as they paint on the canvas, he includes whatever they paint, and he draws it into one big masterpiece.
Oh, I would love to see that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a live painting artist. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, we're going to be tomorrow from 11:30 to 3:30 at the Monona Terrace here in Madison. That's 1 John Nolan Drive, if you don't know where it's at.
You know, and for the guys that sometimes they may not want to go, but hearing about all these great things you have going on, I'm sure they're going to go with their brides-to-be. But what could actually be there that could, you know, make them just go over that line where they're like, hey, maybe I can have beer and munchies at the bridal show.
Good point. For anybody, it doesn't have to be a guy. And I know we've been talking about brides and grooms, but this is, as we classified it now, it's your significant other. So it's not just, you know, your typical, you know, girl guy. It could be guy guy. It could be girl girl. Whatever it is, this is for, you know, all genders. So I don't want to think it's just for brides or just for grooms. It's even on our website with just a significant, you know, significant one, significant other two. So we're trying to promote everybody. But there will be a cash bar. To get back to Terry's point, there will be a cash bar, which, you know, I'm not going to say near the end of the day I don't partake in, but you know, after putting it all together, but there are so many vendors from real estate people. I'm picking a few things that aren't in the wedding industry, but we have obviously photography, video, DJ, bridal dresses, menswear, real estate, bakeries, you name it, we've got it. It's going to be an exciting show, and like I said, start from the back and work your way forward, and don't everybody show up at 11:30 because it's going to be huge with over 1,000 tickets.
It's basically a one-stop shop. If you're getting married, that's where you want to go. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo happening tomorrow, Sunday, at the Monona Terrace. You know, your ring is just the beginning. If you want more information, madcitybridalexpo.com. Hey, David, great to talk to you again. I really appreciate your support of Maxine Radio. And good luck with the Mad City Bridal Expo tomorrow.
I can't wait to hear about your other thing you're doing, too.
I appreciate it, guys. And thanks for all your support. You guys have been awesome for us.
Good luck tomorrow.
I searched for a wedding song, and this is what I came up with. The Fancy Pairs from 2019 is called Wedding Song on Maxine Radio.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with the Cash Box Kings. They got a brand new album out. It's super good. And I think they're doing a show tonight, so we got to get them on the phone. Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Mad City Brido Expo. It's happening tomorrow, March 26th at the Monona Terrace. Your ring is just the beginning. Get all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com. And by Zippy Lube Coffee and Donuts, coffee, donuts, and fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's north side. It's a wonderful thing. ZippyLubeMadison.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at MoveToMadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
pretend, and I try to pretend she don't sleep with strange men. Who is our heart to defend? She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is the Cashbox Kings right there, and Oscar's Motel, Hot Little Mess before that. Those are both brand new songs off of Oscar's Motel. Off the Cashbox Kings. If I could give you any bit of advice tonight, go grab that album right now. It's up on Bandcamp. It's available. I tried calling Mr. Blues Man, but I can't get a hold of him.
We'll keep trying. We'll keep trying.
Rocker, why don't you kind of give the skinnies, though, while we're trying to connect with the Cashbox Kings?
Well, Jimmy, I've got a lot of good questions to ask Oscar. But you know, it's a real deal Chicago blues band with a singer songwriter from here in Madison, Joe Nosek. He's a harmonica giant. They're putting out a new album on Alligator Records. They've been with them for a while, put out some albums. That's out of Chicago. And they're also having a couple of shows around the area. The Cashbox Kings are at the Tirrenina Brewing Company in Lake Mills on Friday, March 31st. And the venue in downtown Janesville on April 19th, and the Kettle Moraine Blues Fest on April 21st and 22nd. So we'll be looking forward to talking to them, hopefully before that Blues Fest or before the Tirrenina show, to get some more information and get these questions answered.
Yes, we have many questions.
We sure do. I hope you're having a great evening across the Civic Media Radio Network, 844-967-2789, if you want to throw your 2 cents in. Hey, Terry, let's do some bar notes. World. Live bar notes. What's making news? And we should probably mention that bar notes is presented by the Ethical Trade Company. Goods for the better, goods for a better world. They're a brand new sponsor returning to Max Inc. Radio. We cannot say thank you enough. Check them out online or shop at their Madison East store, ethicaltradeco.com.
Thanks, Manuel, for that. And I have shopped at the store. It's terrific. So there you go. Terry Barr here with your bar notes. And a couple of quick notes for you. I like to hit up three if I can. And this highlights some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. So we'll start with note number one. And this takes us to Mount Horeb and Grundle Park, where plans are underway for another season of what they call Wednesday Night Live. Yes, despite the snow across southern Wisconsin today, these are the things making us look forward to summer. So Wednesday Night Live is an all-summer series of free shows. And if you like last year's lineup, this ranged from blues with the Madtown Mannish Boys to jazz with the All Bad Jazz Big Band and Americana from Michael Perry and the Long Beds. The organizers say you are going to love this year's entertainment. How's that for a tease?
You know, that's awesome. And I'll blow your mind away right now. Mandy Potter from Wednesday Night Lives will join us on the air on the 24th of June.
That's perfect. Okay, so you'll want to listen for that. Now, the Mount Horeb Community Foundation recently awarded more than $75,000 in grants to various art organizations, and that includes Wednesday Night Live, so that's how great this is. As soon as that lineup is announced, we're going to share it with you here, and maybe we'll get it when Mandy is here from Wednesday Night Live. All right, next, another reason to look forward to summer, new collaboration between Instrumental Motion and the Burr Oak in Madison. There are four dates happening the third Thursday of each month, May through August, and this is called the New Musical Experiment Groove Roulette. Each time, four musicians are going to get together and with a little audience participation, improvise on creating original music. I think this sounds like a great time to check out. That first show at the Burr Oak is going to be May 18th. Final note for this week, and you can probably hear our friends. Okay. The music from Harmonious Whale in the background. Listen to that. Ireland and Scotland this summer, and they want you to join them. Okay. I said yes. The group is again leading us on the bus tours across Ireland and Scotland this summer, and they want you to join them. Okay, I say yes. The tours are going to happen in July and August, and not only will you get to see some incredible scenery, as you can imagine, you're going to take in tons of great music, including Harmonious Whale shows. So if you are interested, all you have to do is go to the Harmonious Whale website, Harmonious, H-A-R-M-O-N-I-O-U-S, Whale, WAIL.com. Look for the Ireland or Scotland tabs on the website. Lots of information, tons of fun with this Madison based group. All right, that is all for this week's Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. Thank you for supporting all the talented artists playing all of the notes at the bars and the venues that host them. Jimmy K, back to you.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
So let's start. Get some hard answers. And I could be where it is. Just a small part of the process. For what it is, that loss and promise. But don't make promises. Whatever it is, but you gotta see what you wanna be. You gotta see the bigger way, the bigger way. So let's start. Get to the heart of the answers, and I can be where it is. And just a small part of the process, but what it is. If you need to feed into your blinded dream, you will succeed and be what you don't want to see. Now open your eyes, the surprise is so close. Open your eyes, it's a ghost. You see, if it ain't tragic, you ain't got much to say. You don't have to be crazy. The bean way, the bean way, the bean way, like the
shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna
breakup, let's make it take forever.
If we're going to break up, let's make it take forever. That's Brett Newsky, brand new on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. And Terry, that's featuring Miles Nielsen on guitar.
That's amazing.
How cool is that?
Well, and it's so interesting. Miles has been working with a lot of different artists from Wisconsin. Of course, Miles just from, I guess, what do I say, right over into Illinois, Rockford. But we always try to kind of claim Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts as our own. He is doing some stuff with Derek Rondere. From the Baraboo area as well. I can't wait for that.
Love the Baraboo area. Hope you're all doing well on GBK with rocker Terry Barr. Got a double dip of Cruising Round in just a couple of minutes, plus a little Earthquakes, so they'll be in studio next hour. Hey, check this out. Charlie Behrens, they're doing a, he's hosting a live Kreipskrast interview with journalism professional Mike Wagner. I'm not sure who he is, Terry, but I hear he's a big deal. And they're talking about the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election on April 4th. Now, this is a live taping at the Comedy Club on State Street happening on Monday. Tickets are still available, and all the proceeds for the tickets go to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County.
Nice.
It's a live Kreipskrast, for goodness sake. Say hello to your parents.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Michael Wagner, he is a professor in the University of Wisconsin's Madison School of Journalism.
And he has been a working professional as well, so he'll know what he's talking about. And you know, with Charlie, things go, it's good to go.
I love Charlie's podcast. Charlie's podcast on Saturdays, it's wonderful. It's so fun to listen to.
You know, we saw Charlie here, we were just talking about Rockford, with my mother-in-law at this beautiful theater in Rockford. You know who opens with him and often tours with him? Adam Gruhl.
Oh, yeah.
The musician. And it's, they
horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yes, and they have this awesome setup where they play off of each other on their skills as a musician and as a comedian. So just having that together, I was rolling. It was really funny.
It's going to be a great event.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, they're donating money to the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. How cool is that? It's happening Monday at the Comedy Club. It's presented by Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Go out and say hi to Charlie. It's going to be a good time. All right. We got big things coming up. We got... we're going to talk about Rogue Rat. We got big news about them. We're going to talk about Bombastica next hour.
Ooh,
that's going to be big time. Can't wait for Bombastica. And, of course, and also, we're going to talk, we got the Devil's Lair coming up, Rocker, with Jake O. Can't wait for that.
I'm looking forward to it. That
is the place. And, of course, Max and Kevy at 10 o'clock. If you like local, independent, metal, punk, and hard rock, that is the place to go, is Max and Kevy.
I think they like it just fine.
I think they do.
I wonder how our Northwoods, our hard rock, Northwoods listeners like
hard rock.
I think they like it just fine.
I think they do, too.
Yeah, yeah. There's some metal bands up there. Be careful.
Wisconsin has an amazing amount of heavy artists, and it blows me away how much new stuff we get on literally a weekly basis.
Yeah, there is a little venue. Kids. Jimmy K.
They're just different than
around
us.
Antico.
They have
tell me about
no
it in a second, all right?
Consider silverware optional,
a lot of
and can find on anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.